peculiar thing is this, my friends. The song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound...
They're outside, smoking cigarettes. Matthew was there, yes, he gave me the eye, saying it doesn't kill to try. Then blue lights all around. Eva, I'm sorry, but you will never have me. To me, you're just some faggy girl.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and I want to take a quick moment to wish everybody a happy October. I kind of missed the 1st of October by a couple of hours, as it is 1:04, 58, 59, and now it's 1:05 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning on October 2nd. So once again, happy October, everybody. It is the spookiest month of the year, I think. And in that spirit, I want to welcome everyone to the most terrifying thing I do all week. It is the radio show where I show up with 30 minutes of music prepared and an hour long to fill. And so I try to talk. And I don't know, some of you might know me, and you might have a very different evaluation of me, but I find that I'm very bad at talking to people in real life. And I think maybe I'm too hard on myself when I think about it, because I always mention this to people, and they always say, you know, DJ Pending, what are you talking about? You're the best person I know, and I love you. And I say, please. And I just kind of leave that hanging there, so it could mean anything they want it to mean. That's kind of the trick to interacting with people, I found. It's just ambiguity. Because if you're ambiguous, then you end up just saying whatever people want you to say. And you can judge their, evaluate their response to kind of, figure out what they think you said. And then you can react accordingly. And through this method, you get to understand what they want from you without ever having to actually deliver it, because you're just saying things like, please, and just letting it hang there for them. And I think that works fine most of the time, but the issue arises that I'll say something like, please, and I'll let it hang there, and then they won't say anything. And that's really, a grade A recipe for awkward silence. Sometimes this show is a cooking show, and today we're cooking up a nice hearty bowlful, a hearty bowlful of awkward silence like this. I can't actually be silent on the radio, because if I do, they'll take away my radio show, because I'm not allowed to have dead air. So even those few seconds were kind of pushing it. But anyways, as I've said, I'm pretty bad at talking to people, especially if I don't know them very well. And I guess that kind of, I think everyone's not great at talking to people they don't know kind of well. And it makes it hard to get to know people when you can't carry a conversation with them because you don't know them very well. You're kind of trapped, unless you're lucky enough to be with someone who's talkative enough that they're able to do, 80% of the talking of the conversation. And I think some people don't like that, but when I encounter a person like that, especially if I'm not that close to them, I very much appreciate that dynamic, because I feel it takes a lot of the pressure off me to carry the conversation in some way. So I always welcome it. If you know me and you're listening to this and you think, I talk too much to Joe, DJ Pending, my radio name, I talk too much to DJ Pending, and he doesn't say a lot in return, I'm okay with it. If you want me to talk more, that's a whole other issue. But if you're worried about me being worried, don't be. There's nothing to fear. But anyways, yeah, I do this show in part as a way to push myself to get better at carrying some of that conversational weight, if that makes any sense. Not that what I do here I think would be permissible in an everyday conversation, because the issue is I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just talking. I guess I'm talking to the, let's see how many people are listening. I always do this. I always announce on air, we have, hold your breath, guys. Actually, don't, because the webpage isn't loading. So if you hold your breath, you might die. And I don't think I'm allowed to tell you guys to do things that might be dangerous. Then again, I haven't checked the rules on that, so maybe I am. But either way, if you've been holding your breath this whole time, in some ways, that's incredible. But in other ways, this station is not loading. You should definitely stop before. Oh, 11 people. Never mind. You're good. You can breathe again. What was I saying? I have no idea. 11 people are listening. That's who I'm talking to. But really, we're talking at. Well, okay. Never mind. On to greener pastures. Yeah, so this is terrifying for me, but here I am, and I've arrived. I don't have time to really fully go into everything that I want to say right now, because the clock is ticking, and I do have 30 minutes of music to get through. But today, you can expect me to be tired. I am absolutely exhausted. Maybe I'll talk more about why in the next conversation break. It's not really a conversation. The next ramble break, we could call it, maybe. So maybe we'll talk about it, maybe not. I might forget. I forget a lot of things. The other day, I forgot something that happened to me in the morning. I was trying to remember it in the afternoon. I was telling my friend, you wouldn't believe who this person, who I can't remember, knows. It knows the person you know. This is a terrible story. Lots of ambiguous figures. Anyways, I thought that this happened like a week ago where I found... No, this is way too hard to follow. I can't even follow what I'm saying. It's okay, though, because it's 1 a.m., and I don't think anyone really cares too much at this hour, unless you're in a different time zone, or you have just kind of higher standards, in which case I apologize, and you are barking up the wrong proverbial tree. In this case, I'm the tree, and you're the thing barking. You could be a human. You could be a dog. I don't know. What else barks? That could be a good conversation topic. Not birds. That's the obligatory bird fact for you today. Birds are, in fact, not the ones who bark. And I think with that being said, we're probably going to transition back into some more music. So buckle up, babies, because I got to press some buttons. I think it's that one. And, oh, I got to tell you what I played. Okay. We started out the night with Bunny Ain't No Kind of Rider by Of Montreal. And then we heard the Probably Birds theme song. Great. We're going to play even more music now. I hope you enjoy, and you are all very beautiful, I think.
Talk to me now. escape from patterns your parents designed. All the party people dancing for the indie star, but he's the worst fake goodbye.
My voice coming to you from miles away, or maybe you're very close to me. I have no idea. Anyways, what we are going to do now, I think, is read a quick PSA because the FCC, I believe, requires me to do so, and I don't want to fight with them. Last semester, I always read them in a fun voice, but I'm just going to read them normally, I think. We'll see how it progresses during the semester, but I'm really quickly, I could try an Irish accent, but I'd probably embarrass myself. Let's try it. Today you brushed your teeth. No, it's not working. That wasn't right. Okay. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Now, I like that one because it always, you know, you're always kind of just calmly, well, I don't know what you're doing, but I assume you're kind of sitting or driving or, I don't know, you're somewhere and you're calmly listening to this radio station. And all of a sudden, I come out with a message that kind of really puts you on edge. You know, you're finally getting to relax. Maybe you're about to go to bed. And all of a sudden, this kind of strange voice comes on through your, like, stereo speakers or whatever. Or headphones, earbuds. I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't really care. but he's talking about how, like, any second, we're doomed. I don't know, something to think about. Happy Spooktober. We're doomed. Let's see, what do we listen to? We just heard 1251 by The Strokes, Grönlandic Edit by Of Montreal, and Communist Daughter by Neutral Milk Hotel. I hope you enjoyed them. And let's think kind of, well, I'll talk about why I'm so tired, and it's a pretty boring story, but it's better than me saying nothing. So, last night, I went to bed. I tried to go, well, last night, let's start for over. Self-care is kind of like a theme of this show every now and then. I try to work in some self-care messages towards the end, and it is very important to care for yourself and to make sure you show yourself love. And I was thinking last night, I should do that. I should go to bed at a nice, reasonable time. I had done all my homework. I was kind of settling into the zone where I was like ready to sleep. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to go to bed at a reasonable time. I'm going to wake up at a good time, like not too early, not too late for my 10:30 a.m. class today. And so I said, okay, it's like one, I go to bed late. So reasonable for me means like before 1:30. It was like 1:15. I'm like, great. I'll go to bed within like the next 10 minutes. And then through like a bizarre course of just my not going to bed, it was like 3 a.m. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I doing? I promised myself, you know, a couple hours ago that I was going to go to bed and take care of myself. And here I am at 3 a.m. So, you know, word of warning to you, it happens, and it happens to the most medium of us even. So I go to bed, and I set my alarm for like 9 or whatever, just because I had to wake up and get ready, etc. And I wake up at 8:37, and I know it's 8:37 because I woke up and thought, what time is it? This feels earlier than I would normally be awake. And indeed, my phone read 8:37. And so I thought, that's strange, but now I'm awake. I guess I'll just kind of lie here and rest until it's a reasonable time for me to kind of get up and get out of bed and embrace the day. And, you know, I shower in the morning, so I go shower, fix my hair, which, you know, involves drying it and brushing it. It's not very problematic hair. I don't want you to get that impression. It's quite lovely, actually. No, I don't want to. I'm just going to continue with the story. We don't need to get fixated on my hair any longer than it's already been. So I think my class is in Elliot Pearson, my 10:30 class, which for those of you who are unfamiliar with the Tufts campus is a building that is pretty far removed from the rest of campus. And so it's about a 10 to 15 minute walk for me from my house to get to Elliot Pearson. And yet, for some reason, as I was lying in bed from 8:37, remember, that's when I woke up. I'm lying in bed, and I'm just kind of resting. I'm on Reddit or something on my phone. And I'm thinking that the ideal time for me to get out of bed would be 10:15, giving me 15 minutes to shower, dry my hair, get dressed, you know, put on deodorant, the whole pizzazz, brush my teeth, fear not, my teeth are brushed, and then walk for about, you know, minimum 10 minutes to my class. And at about, I'd say about 10:10, I realize that there's no way that what I was thinking was a good idea. Like, it's impossible for, like, showering alone takes, you know, like 7 to 15 minutes, depending on how glamorous you're feeling. And I was feeling pretty glamorous until I realized I had to actually get up and move. But yeah, for some reason I realized. And so I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get up. And I went and I showered and I was trying to be fast while also trying to, I don't know, do everything I had to do, I guess. And long story short, I arrived like 10 minutes late to class, which it's not like a huge problem. It's not great. Luckily the professor is like pretty nice, but I arrive in the room and all the seats are taken except for the seats in the very front row. And so I debate like walking in front of everyone and getting in their way and setting up, and I think that's not going to work. And so there are like these kind of, you know, desk chairs, which are, you know, the chairs with the attached desk, stacked up in the back of the room. And so I tried to very quietly unstack one of these and set it up behind everyone else. And fortunately for me, I was pretty successful, I think. I didn't ask anyone. Like, I didn't raise my hand and say, was that quiet enough? So I think it went all right. I was just kind of awkwardly, like, in my own behind everyone else, like, row of shame for the duration of that class. But I think it was okay. I tried to contribute more than I would normally to make up for my lateness. And in the end, I don't think the professor cared at all. So, anyways, that long story is to explain why I am tired right now. I didn't get enough sleep. And I'm also like a little bit sick, I think, but it's fine. I had a headache, took some Advil, went away. Part of the problem actually is that I have my first midterm of the semester tomorrow, which is, you know, I think it'll be fine. I'm not too worried about it, but I'm underslept. I'm a little bit sick. And instead of getting the bed rest I need to perform at my highest level on my exam tomorrow, I am sitting here talking to all 11 of you because I feel some sort of bizarre obligation to be here and talk to, I don't know, whoever the HE double hockey sticks. I'm not allowed to swear. I got to remember that. And apparently that word's not okay. I think it should be, but I'm not going to push the envelope. Anyways, I feel some sort of obligation to you. And so we're going to keep playing the music, but remember that I'm here for you and I love you and I hope, well, yeah, you're wonderful. I'm going to play more music and then I'll come back and talk to you. Cool.
song. Crisis warning, denial change. State TV helps the public explain. Broadcast beamed into the dry terrain. Images of drenched survival, without hope but soaked with pain. Consequences of reality felt. All conditions of humanity built on the bridges, tent villages, waiting for the state to help. Glass barely bends before it cracks.
Hello, everybody, and we are back. Me, my voice, right here with you. Let's see. Right now I have the lights turned off in the studio. I think in the spirit of Spooktober, which we have established, I think, is the spookiest month of the year. And actually, it's also called October in some circles, including most of my circles. But if you're like a skeleton or a pumpkin or a ghost on Spooktober, it's not the spookiest month. It's kind of like their equivalent of, I don't know, like mid-July or something, which I think we can all identify as the least spooky time of the year for us people folk. But let's talk about ghosts, I think. I talked about ghosts a bit last year, and I've been thinking a lot about ghosts in a number of capacities and defining them in a number of ways. And tonight I think we're going to use one of those conceptions of ghosts to talk about them. Now here's the thing with ghosts. I've been thinking about this. This is maybe the most thought I've put into anything I've ever said. So if I were a ghost, like let's say ghosts are real. A, let's just say that, okay? I'm not saying I believe that in reality, but on the radio, I could be anything and everything and anything? Yeah, why not? Anything I want to be. And right now I want to be a dude who thinks that ghosts. Well, I like goats too. Let's say you're a goat, okay? Let's say you're a goat and you die. And all of a sudden, ghosts are real. And now you're also a human, because that makes this a whole lot easier to think about. So you come back a ghost, and what do you do? If I died right now, and I just emerged a ghost, I would have no idea where to start with this whole journey. It'd be like if you dropped me in, like, the rainforest, or on the moon or something. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. And I guess a lot of the times in movies, or, like, books, etc., spooky concept albums, media, we'll say. In the media, you have ghosts, and they always seem to have some reason for being there. You know, they have a plan, they have some unresolved business, and that's great. It makes for a good story. You know, at the end, the ghost gets to do whatever it is. Well, I guess the ghost doesn't always get to do what it wants to do, but somehow there's some resolution that usually involves the ghost reaching some sort of conclusion, and that's great. Good for that ghost. It had some direction in its afterlife. But as I was saying, were I to find myself in some ghostly situation, the ghostliness being me, a ghost, I would have no direction. I mean, I could try to haunt people, but I wouldn't know what I would haunt or who I would haunt. And I don't think I would particularly want to haunt people, unless being a ghost made me malevolent in some way. So I guess I'd just hang out, but that would be get kind of boring, I think. I mean, would I be able to talk to other ghost pals? Would it be better than, well, maybe I shouldn't suggest that it would be better than life right now, because that could take some dark turns that kind of counteract the self-care undertones of the show. So far I've talked about death a lot right now, and I've talked about how I failed to care for myself, so maybe I'm kind of dropping the ball on that as well. But guys, let me tell you, in the last 5 minutes I really start picking up the slack, so if you're looking for that, keep listening, because the last 5 minutes are a whole mess of me telling you that you're taking care of yourself all wrong and you've got to start doing it better. But it doesn't sound as harsh as that. I don't really mean that. Anyways, if you have any opinions on what you would do as a ghost, feel free to tweet #probablybirds. And as I've explained in the past, I don't have a Twitter, but I think some of my friends do. And some of my friends who have a Twitter also know that I have a radio show called Probably Birds. And I think the idea is that they'll see the tweet and they'll see the hashtag and they'll put the pieces together and they'll inform me that I am in fact receiving some fan correspondence. But until that happens, I'll just continue on with my own ghostly musings. In the spirit, of course, of Spooktober, the spookiest month of the year for us people folk. I guess being a ghost, I don't know what it's all about. I mean, you'd think that there would have to be some kind of ghosts out there without any real direction in their post-life, just like there are some people who struggle finding direction in their own, like, actual life at times. But the issue is they don't show those. Once again, this is all based on the, you know, somewhat tenuous assumption, I suppose, that ghosts are real. Now, skeletons, on the other hand, if I were to come back as a skeleton, I feel like that'd be a whole different can of beans, I think it's a phrase. Because all of a sudden you're corporeal, right? You can interact physically with stuff. I mean, you can play your ribs like a xylophone. I could join a band, but my instrument would be my body. Kind of like if I were a singer, I guess, if I were a vocalist. And my art would be hitting my body in all the right ways, which, that came out a little bit different than I intended, I think, which is a problem because this is supposed to be like a PG rated show, I think. So just don't tell the FCC that it's fine. Nothing was meant by the comment and we're just going to gloss past it, just like we're going to gloss by everything. Yeah, so ghost, I feel like would be a bit harder to figure out, but skeleton I could do, because really, I mean, if it comes down to it, if I came back a skeleton, I could just kind of keep doing what I was doing before, and I just wouldn't have any flesh or muscle. I'd just be a moving bag of bones, but, you know, isn't that what we all kind of are? Once you strip away the flesh and the muscle and the organs, I think you'll find the answer is a definitive yes. Anyways, I have to tell you the songs we played because I keep forgetting to do that. We just heard, heard 7 minutes ago. Here comes The Nighttime by Arcade Fire and Before the Water Gets Too High by Parquet Courts. We're going to finish up with the last two songs of the night, and then I'm going to return to you all. And like I said, it's going to be a weird mess of self-care advice that I promise really is genuine. And remember that you are all loved and beautiful. And yeah, I'll be back. Enjoy. right, that's my cue to come back on the air. Let's see, we just heard Lions by Walk the Moon, followed by I Can Change by LCD Sound System. And let's just be honest for a second, guys. You know, the ghosts and the ghouls and the goblins and the pumpkins, which are, of course, the spookiest gourd, and the skeletons are all, you know, these nice parts of Spooktober. You know, when we ask, what makes October so spooky, we point to these things, which are, of course, you know, there from Halloween and whatever. But I think deep down, we all know that really what makes October so spooky is the fact that the leaves start to change color and the cool wind starts coming in, and you realize in your core you feel that change is inevitable. For better or worse, it is something we all have to deal with, and we don't really have much of a say in it. And so I wasn't planning on talking about change or getting so dark, but, you know, we ended on I Can Change by LCD Sound System, as I mentioned, and it seemed like a point that I could make, and so I did. We started off the night with Bunny Ain't No Kind of Rider by Of Montreal, which takes place in part in a nightclub, and we ended with I Can Change, which, as far as I can tell, also partially takes place in some sort of nightclub. And suffice to say, the two singers, or the two, I guess, narrators, maybe I should say, I don't know. The Bunny Ain't No Kind of Rider, I guess it would be Georgie Fruit. And if I Can Change, I guess it's either James or John Murphy. I forget what his name is. Let's just say they're having a very different experience. So go ahead, listen to the show again. Tell me what you think. Tweet, hashtag probablybirds. I don't know. I'm not going to check. But on that note, let's get on to our self-care ramble about how you should care about yourself. Or is it too early for that? I've got like 4 minutes to fill. And so I'm trying to figure out how long I could kind of stretch this out for. And the answer is quite a while. So I was thinking, actually, while the music was playing, that maybe what I could do is find various kind of self-care exercises and activities that I could teach or talk about on the show, which might help people lots more than just me, a stranger, telling them that I love them on the radio, which, I mean, that might really kind of make people like a little bit on edge, even, kind of like my PSAs that warn of impending doom. I don't know, maybe you appreciate it, maybe you don't, but the issue is I don't really have for tonight any self-care exercises prepared or in my head. I mean, I can think of some things that help. Meditating is very good for you. I was talking about this the other day. Meditate? That's probably a good idea. The issue is I don't do any of these things I'm going to recommend. I should do them. Maybe you, the listeners, and me, the person who snuck into the studio when no one was around and is hosting a show, we can work on this together. Of course, you might already meditate and be way ahead of me, but then maybe, I don't know, maybe you should have tuned out a long time ago. But I appreciate that you're here, and I'd prefer that you stay. Meditating's very good. Mindfulness meditation in particular, lots of studies have been done, like, you know, real, like, well constructed scientific studies, and some studies even, you know, using brain scans showing real differences between people who meditate and people who do not meditate, and how they're able to process things and how their brain operates. And it's just beneficial across the board, really. So I don't know, you got like 15 minutes to kill and you have nothing better to do, try meditating. Or, even if you do have better things to do, here's where the self-care comes in. Try to find some time for yourself anyways. Because you are the best thing to do. Which is a weird way to say it, but that's how we're saying it. You're the best thing to do? Oh, okay. Take care of yourself. And take care of others, I think, is the overall message. And to take care of others, I think it's important to take care of yourself first, so that you are in the best place to take care of others. Breathing exercises are great if you feel anxious or overwhelmed. I mean, I know it's kind of, you know, it sounds cliche, but they really, you know, studies also show that it really does help. If you just do like the 5 seconds in through nose, hold it 5 seconds, 5 seconds out through mouth, hold it 5 seconds. If you do this for about, you know, 5 to 15 minutes, it really does have tangible effects on your physiology. Same goes for exposing yourself to cold stimuli. It activates the activates your parasympathetic nervous system. I'm a psych major, I should know it, but anyways, that calms you down. So cold, breathing, meditating, all good stuff. And I have like 30 seconds, so I just want to say that, as I promised, everyone listening, you are very loved. And everyone not listening too, you are all very loved. You're all beautiful and wonderful, unique people with intrinsic value that contributes to the world in ways that are both obvious and not obvious. And so with my final 5 seconds, I just want to say, take care and have a fantastic night. Thank you.